The next question, how much of my future will I be able to see using divination and or scrying? Can I see exactly where I will be in 5 years or 10 years? This is kind of tough because they're asking for specifics, like what is possible with divination and or scrying?
Well, the first thing I always caution students when dealing with divination or scrying for the future is to remember, above all else, the future is not written in stone. What you may see when scrying today may no longer be applicable if you've made a decision that sets your life on a different course. When you see future events through your efforts, it is only the most possible, probable outcome based upon the direction you are headed in right now at the moment of your scrying. You can change the outcome of future events simply by changing your present course of action.
Okay.
With that being said, you can see as far into the future as you want or even dare to look, and I use the word dare pretty loosely. It can be a scary thing sometimes to see into your future.
Yeah.
Divination is a very non-specific art form in magic. It takes shape and form with the experience of each individual. The more you work with your tools for scrying into the future, the more you'll be able to see, and the more you will be able to pinpoint a time frame that you're trying to foresee. This also dictates your interpretation of the events you see. Remember that the symbols and images shown to you are subject to interpretation of the individual that is viewing them. It's extremely difficult for any person to gain an accurate foretelling of the future for their own benefit. Human nature being the way that it is, we tend to see what we want to see, not necessarily what is really there. We tend to fool ourselves as to what we're seeing. Now, I'm a phenomenal reader of tarot cards. I've often used other methods of divination as well. 99 times out of 100, I can accurately foresee the future for another individual. I've reached that stage of knowing, I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
I have a very high proficiency level for a reading, an extremely tuned-in sense of intuition. However, even I shy away from reading the future for myself. I'm just too close to my own situation and tend to be less objective in the reading. There are very few people I trust to give me an accurate reading, but there are a few out there. Those are the ones I turn to when wanting to see what the future holds in store for me. As good as I do for other people, or as well as I do for other people, I just don't feel that I'm objective enough to read for myself. And so students need to take caution when they're reading for their future and keep that in mind.
And I know it is, everything that you do in this realm is kind of subject to your own interpretation, but it can be very effective, would you say?
Yes, it actually can be very effective. If you're going to try to do a reading for yourself, you have to step back and be objective. Don't try to force this image to mean this because that's what you want it to mean. You have to take a look at the whole picture of what you're seeing and read it as you would for someone else. Totally step back from your situation and read it as you would for anybody else without the knowledge of what is going on in your life.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
A hard thing to do.
Yes, it is, and it takes a lot of practice.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.